Hello, world! Welcome to a new episode of Decipher, the first episode of Decipher in 2020.
Yeah, we made it.
We made it.
Ish, bro, we're here. Where you at?
Right? You did it. Now I'm still in 2019, y'all. Right? I didn't cross over yet.
He's still there.
He's like, I didn't catch up yet.
I need a moment to process this.
I didn't see the ball drop, so it don't count for me yet.
You know, not for nothing, I really didn't see the ball drop.
Me either. I was there by 9 o'clock. I was knocked out.
By 11:50, we was trying to set up everything. By 11:59, oh, well, Happy New Year.
I looked at the time, it was 11:55. Next thing I knew, it was like 12:01. I was like, all right, well, I'm out.
Happy New Year.
One more.
Man, I had to go to work the next morning. I had to be about 5, so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to even do it to myself. And then I ended up doing a double, so I'm just like, I'm glad I got all those extra hours of sleep, you know, because if I saw the ball drop, I would never be able to do that double. Mm. Like, I was passing out on the way home. I don't know how they would stay up. I was basically up for 24 hours. I don't know how they would stay up. I came home, I talked to you guys, had to do some damage control with the cast members of our movie. You got to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a definite death.
And then I did a little bit of live streaming last night on Twitch, because on Twitch they want you to hit these quotas. They got these quotas that you got to hit. So, you know, we try to bring these esports noobs to you guys, you know, our new gaming series. So, you know, I'm going hard on the Twitch, so make sure you guys are watching us on Twitch right now. You can find me on twitch.tv/ColinMill. But, esports noobs coming soon, esportsnoobs.com. But anyways...
We didn't do our intro.
We didn't do our intro.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do what you do.
Shoot, yo, it's K of the Duff Friend. Sorry that I'm this late. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl Harley.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's.
It's the second day of New Year so far, so we're right on, like, early in, you know. I'm glad how I started 2020 working, money in the bank account. Ooh. You know, I was tight that I didn't clean out my room like I wanted to. I wanted to start off the year with a clean room. That definitely didn't happen. But, you know, I'm going to clean it up anyway. So, it is what it is. But, I feel like I started 2020, right? You know, I look back at, you know, what I did the last decade, and, you know, and I realized, you know, even though things take time and it was a slow process for a lot of stuff, yeah. You know, things come together pretty nice, and when you see how everything have come together, you know, after, you know, just looking at the past decade, you're like, wow, you know, a lot has happened, a lot of things been done. Like, you guys know we recorded over 100 shows?
Whoa.
Already? Wow.
You think about all the shows, you know, Decipher, the Kiki Candy Show, which was the Birds of the Bee shows, you know, Mac and Miles, all together, that's over 100 shows.
What an accomplishment.
Right?
It doesn't even feel like it.
It doesn't. But, you know, they've actually had videos I've done the last 10 years.
Oh, no, that's not. There's thousands upon thousands.
No, not thousands. I wish it was thousands. It's only 300 and change, but, you know. I was pretty surprised.
Wait, official or unofficial?
Oh, all of it. Every video I've ever dropped. I'm just talking about videos I dropped online.
Okay.
Either videos I dropped. I'm not including stuff I never released
right?
online.
Right? I was about to say.
That's not including the stuff that was shot and never seen the light of day. I'm talking about the stuff that's been seen online. You can still find it up there on one of the YouTube channels or the websites or the Instagram or the this or the that.
Okay.
You know, over like 300 videos, you know. Yeah, but, you know, I like where things are going and, you know, I'm confused because it's like, I thought the decade technically would start in 2021.
No.
Like, because, right, this is basically just a warm-up year for for the decade.
No.
Okay, because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a decade. You don't count.
Yeah, but
you can't really count.
The zero's
not a number. Zero's not a number. Zero times zero is zero. Zero times one is zero.
But you still start from somewhere,
yeah,
which
still
is
start
zero.
From zero.
I feel like we don't have... The decade don't start yet. This is the...
You gotta
the
wait
board.
For that one.
So were we born in the 80s decade or the 90s decade?
We were born in the 90s decade, but... What do you call it? You know, but we still had 80s influence because we were born in 90. We were in the border cross.
Yeah, but I don't...
Because, like...
I'm not an 80s baby, though.
I bet you know more 80s stuff than kid born in 95, 96.
That's a fact. I do. Sorry, songs, movies, shows. Like,
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, I've been around people who are just a few years younger than, like, 96, 97. And like, it's completely, like, I'm like, wait, it's a whole new world. Like, you never heard of so-and-so? Like, what the hell? Like,
my sister, for example, she was born in 96. That's a whole nother generation. Like, I just look at her like, what?
Like, we're born in the 90s. How are we just different?
How are we so far apart? Like,
so I feel like this is just a Passover, you know, just a warm up, just a. This is us transitioning into the new decade.
Oh, okay.
You know, which is not a bad thing. You know, just to think, you know, time to see what happens. We're in the 2020s. You know, some people might call it the roaring 20s, like the old days.
They're trying to bring that back.
No.
Yeah, black folks wasn't really allowed to be implicated in the 20s, so I'm good on that.
Let's do something better in these 20s, hopefully.
I feel like there's nothing but goodness coming our way, you know. Some people started off this year rough. Like I tried to take that girl off that train. He's gonna have he started a decade wrong.
Shoot. Now they got
No, they really hounding him. They taking it overboard now. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen the new videos that came out?
I seen the one where he was in a store and he's explaining the case.
Yeah, I seen they that.
And he was like, she told me she was in trouble. She was afraid to leave, so I was trying to help her. And I'm like, but bro, like, this I don't have a kind of heart because I want to believe him, but I'm like, bro, I seen the video.
Like,
clearly Shorty wasn't saying nothing to you. She wasn't saying nothing to you.
She kept putting her head
down. She put her head down with a hoodie over her face. Clearly she ain't say those words to you, bro. I would like to believe you, but I can't.
They found him in the train station again. Apparently, supposedly, the person that found him in the train station was the same chick.
Wow.
Like, afterwards.
She came back looking for him.
I'm like, just now that there's a article going around saying that he's thinking about moving back to Staten Island. And I'm just like, yeah, you really getting your 15 minutes of fame right now. Cause
now he's saying he wants to get a fair one with all the people that jumped him and shit.
Well, that's not happening.
Bro, don't do that.
He just should be like, even nobody slices.
But you know what the messed up thing is? Apparently, and I don't know if it's true because I'm not a cop, you know. But supposedly, he has like a record. He's been arrested.
People?
No, he's been arrested for rape.
Oh no!
And it was a young girl.
Oh, see, that's why he needed that one.
So, if it fits, he deserved it. Now I feel a little differently. I don't give a fuck what he said.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what happened. I know seeing the video, he was definitely having a conversation with somebody. Whether it was the guy that was next to her or the girl herself, but he was definitely having a conversation with somebody.
The guy was asleep. The dude can have a later reaction.
The woo, who? Where? Who? Who?
But
yeah, right in front of you.
But
who?
Right? But at the end of the day, though, like, he really did look like he was having a conversation with her. Well, not her. I don't know if it was her. I don't know who
he was having a conversation. He was talking, but she wasn't listening.
I'm not going back to the video to see it because that joint is too crazy. So
all I know is, like, I'm over it. I
got past it.
Not for nothing, guys, but I really didn't want to start 2020 worrying about some dude in the Bronx grabbing people. Like, there's people grabbing people every goddamn day. Every day. My thing is, like, what made this one so different? What, because somebody recorded it? People recording shit like that every day.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess it's just how, it's just shocking how easy it is. Like, you could just be, look how fast it can be. You could be laying there sleeping on the train. Somebody could just grab you up and dip with you.
There's videos with kids walking in the street and random adults walking by, minding their business, and then out of nowhere just snatching and run. Like, it happens anywhere. So my thing is just like, why?
I think people need to be on high alert. Like, pay attention. You don't know what's going on out here. These people crazy. They, you know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. New Yorkers, you know, they did their thing. They found a dude and beat the shit out of him.
New York justice.
That's that. Yeah.
Got his name, Instagram,
and
everything.
They got him before the cops got him. The only way that the cops got him was because he ended up going to the hospital. And that's how the cops got him.
And they still got him in the hospital with him.
They sure did. They took pictures of him. I was like, but y'all
they
just...
They were following him everywhere.
Following the nigga, like...
I'm like, I've never seen so much unity. I found him. He over here.
He right here. Like,
all abductors.
This is Where's Carmen San Diego all over again.
Right?
Like...
Where's Waldo? Social media edition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my opinion, he was really. I don't understand what his intentions was. I can't imagine what he was thinking. I just know that That was a dumbass thing to do. Period. Like, let's, people don't be just grabbing random people on the street. Like, you're not Neo. You cannot be telling her, like, give me everything tonight. And just grabbing them and just dipping with them. That's just not how it works.
He's like, hey, you can't, I'm going to take it. Yeah, you take this ass right behind
me. The whole thing was just funny. I mean, after he grabbed her, he just sat there.
Like, say, mind your business.
He literally sat there. And she's like, he grabbed me. And the other dude, where? Who? Who? Him. Right there. 3 feet away from you.
Who?
Right in front of your face.
Where?
In the bright red.
Who?
My dude.
Where?
And he's just sitting there.
Where?
Like, the dude got up, started walking down the platform.
That's
like,
exactly how you know that closed. Man was not in like, shit about anything. Yeah,
the dude had no shoes on.
Duh.
No shoes on. I rest my case.
Dude had to, first of all, they had to hold the train mad long to eat, for him to even get his shit back. Then I think the dude left.
The conductor was trying to close the doors. Like, he was, like, ready to go. Like, they were holding the door open.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. We gotta go.
Was it 2 o'clock?
It was. They said it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, he should not be outside.
Oh, it makes sense now. It makes sense why, like, I saw the video, and then, like, an hour later, I saw the other video where he got jumped, and he was wearing completely different clothes.
Eric, a whole morning went by already.
I was like, yo, this dude went home, changed clothes, thought he was gonna get away. No, not
makes
sense.
He went home, went to bed, got up.
Got dressed, went to the stove.
And got his ass beat. Like, what?
That's a move where you gotta lay low for, like, 3 weeks.
No, bro, when you're on the internet,
it's too late. No, like, you gotta switch countries immediately.
And not for nothing, you're in the Bronx.
Facts.
That's even worse.
That's true.
Oh,
niggas
head huntings out there.
Like, niggas in the Bronx, they hunt just because.
They do that for fun.
Just for fun.
And this was the ultimate reason why it was like, oh, for real? Get him.
Okay. That's probably why he thinking about going back to Staten Island.
Fuck, you think might happen in Staten Island? You
nothing. Nothing is going to happen in Staten Island. Have you been to Staten Island?
I haven't. What's in Staten Island?
White people. Big houses and a whole bunch of
I saw a documentary about a serial killer in Staten Island that nobody knew about. Probably that's why he was out there. I mean, then there was a story about, like, this little pathway tunnel. For some reason, if you walk through it, you don't come out on the other side, so the people don't go there.
I would be the first one to go in.
With brass knuckles, axe, a shotgun, knee pads, helmet pads, bulletproof vests.
I'm like, yeah, I can keep that.
And you know what's funny now that I think about it? You know the first homicide of 2020 was in the Bronx?
Of course.
Oh, shit.
we just hit the second day.
And there's another one in Queens the same night, right?
When I say the first homicide, I'm talking about the exact first homicide of the year. And I'm not talking about the same day. I'm talking about the very first one of the year. The dude was shot in the head. They got
Ball
a phone
drop.
Call. They heard a bang. They got a phone call. They went. They looked. Dude is in the apartment with a bullet hole in his head, dead, but they did not find the gun. And there was no forced entry.
So he moved apart. Why am I thinking, guys, next, what would be everybody's, like, hopes for this year?
Well, please don't say, oh, I need to go to the gym.
I mean, I've been my shit before New Year's.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but I'm still paying the membership. The only reason why I'm not going right now is because I know the gym is packed right now with everybody else who got New Year's.
I got goals! By March, I'm done.
March. Yeah, I'm giving them 2 weeks. And my thing
No, you gotta remember, Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah, so you gotta get in there.
Cuddly
shit.
You wanna be fit for cuddles.
I'm still going to the gym at my usual time, which is early in the morning, 2-4 o'clock in the morning, where nobody's in there. Because I ain't trying to be surrounded by everybody who just take up space for no goddamn reason. I hate it.
Sweaty.
But you know what this year brings, though, right?
What?
A full month of 420.
Oh, yeah, that whole month will be 420. It'll be my birthday all month.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My birthday's on 420. People all the time are like, oh, man, I'll never forget your birthday now. I'm like, I know. That's what everybody tells me.
One thing, though, I read this. I forgot where I read it, though. And I've been thinking about it all day. So, you know, like, this year, like, I suggest that you guys, like, be extra, like, even though it might get annoying every now and then when you write down the date, you know, like, January 2nd actually write down 2020.
Right.
Because now if you put 20, you know, you sign something, anybody can easily come and put 17 or 18 behind it and change whatever date of document. You understand what I'm saying?
That's why. Okay.
So now, like, it's... I thought about it because I'm at work and I constantly have to write the date. You know, and I'm writing 20,
right,
and doodling around, I put 17 behind it, and I was just, hold on. This is a whole new, All right, so I got to write out 2020.
What are the goals I have for this year? I'm going to stop with the Uber Eats and the DoorDash.
Ordering food?
Yeah, I got food at home. Just going to eat my food at home. It's just, which is tough, but it's like, you know, don't think that up.
That is until you have that moment where you're sitting there, and it's like, am I going to get up and cook and clean everything up when I'm done? Or can I just, like, press some buttons and get food in 15 minutes easy? Like, decisions.
Yeah, I definitely did order pizza earlier today.
I see them.
Yeah. Definitely see the carnage that you had happening here.
Right?
I came back and I had the full itis. Like, oh, hey, you're back.
I came knocking on the door. He was like, huh? I'm like, you good? He's like, I was just taking a nap.
This is different from a Sandman. This is the itis.
He's like, I'm up. I'm just taking a nap. Like, okay, Carl.
Like, I'm back. Just give me a second. I got this transition back into life. But I'm back.
Guess my hope, just for this year, actually, everything go up. Profit, money, job.
I found a video.
This is what happened. Yo, listen. The chick was like, yo, help me. I was like, yo, what happened? He was like, this dude is holding me hostage. I was like, who, this dude right here? She was like, yeah. I said, then get off the train. She was like, nah, he's gonna beat me up. I was like, all right, so at Morrison, I'll scoop you off. So then when I scooped her off, she started screaming, help, help. I'm like, yo, why this bitch screaming help? So I sat there. You see on the video, I sat there. So then I left. So then the dudes on the block was like, yo, why you try to rape that chick? I'm like, yo, that was a grown crackhead that was wilding out and shit. So then they tried to jump me or whatever, they did whatever. So they took me to the precinct, they cleared my name, and now I'm free. Merry Christmas.
They could have done a new year.
Good luck, bro. Hope you get to Staten Island. Have fun. Don't do anything stupid. I'm crazy for a while.
Well, it must be the worst feeling in the world to be, be viral. Off of some of the shit ever.
You can't just say viral. Bad viral. That is horrible viral.
Viral in general. I'm just saying. Imagine being just waking up when, like, I remember hearing a story about a lady who was going to Africa and she got on the plane and tweeted, "Going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. LOL."
Oh yeah.
And by the time she got off the plane, over 1 million people already saw that tweet, retweeted it, fucking sent her mad messages. She got fired from her job. The whole reason why she was supposed to go to Africa got dubbed so that she had no reason to be over there. Like just like that. You know, the internet can just, before you even, you know.
The internet can make or break you.
Mm-hmm.
It really can.
It's a scary word, but that's why my mother won't be talking politics. She's like, don't do it. Man, there's other people saying a lot more shit. My opinion on politics ain't as bad as other people's, you know. And nobody starting rallies and, you know, nobody becoming a joker after he listened to me talk on my podcast, okay?
Imagine.
I'm just like, all right, guys, I quit.
I caused a riot, I resigned to find something else to do.
I say no more. I didn't mean to start up a riot. I'm sorry. Sorry, Murray.
I'm going to be the one you did it. Murray. You did it, bro.
I don't want to walk down the Times Square and there's a bunch of people wearing my face on their face. And everybody got my stuff and just a mask of me. And just Carl's everywhere, just like, oh no.
I'm like, nah.
I don't like this. I don't like
Take
this at all.
Off.
I don't like this
Take
at
it
all.
Off. What are you doing?
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm gonna have a call flag march to the wall.
I'm like, y'all on y'all. Oh. I'm like, y'all for sure. I know they look like me, but I'm not with any of these people. and all these people that look like me, I don't know them at all.
Officer, I will Tekashi 69 is right now. I have nothing to do with this.
I'm not with it.
I don't know who Paul is. I don't know who Karen is. I have nothing to do with it.
Doesn't matter. You're going to jail. Let him out. Break him out.
So, you guys ever heard of the tradition where they do collard greens and black-eyed peas on New Year's Day? Where the peas are said to represent coins and the greens are for dollars. The taste is supposed to represent happy stomachs and good naps.
That sounds like...
brand new to me.
That sounds like a visit to the bathroom.
I heard about it yesterday from Ava DuVernay, the director of Selma. What the other one? Wrinkle in Time. Okay. You know, it's crazy because the last decade... we saw the first iPad. Mm-hmm. We saw FaceTime. Mm-hmm. WhatsApp video calling.
Yep.
You know, the smartwatches. Mm-hmm. Snapchat, Instagram. You know, Airbnb, Tinder, Uber. You know.
A lot of things came out that helped us.
Right. Social media, like, in general. Like, remember social media before 2010?
MySpace.
Right? Like, look how things have changed since MySpace.
Go next.
People are famous from on social media alone. Black like, there's people planet. Who have millions of followers that are not even on TV. Like people who got huge followings. Had never been in front of a movie screen.
A lot of people on TV now are on TV mostly because they're Instagram famous or
YouTube famous.
Like it's just like in order for you to and you don't have to be doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
You don't have to do anything.
Like, look at the advancements in medical field. You know, you got self-driving cars. You know, when's the last time you seen a BlackBerry?
I was about to say, but what?
Right, like, I haven't seen a BlackBerry.
Psychic.
Yeah, shit. We about to stop having headphones. Everybody's doing Bluetooth headphones now. Headphone jack's about to go down. No more headphone jacks. You know, DVD and Blu-rays are still around. You know, but you know they're already going to the 4K UHD stuff now. I haven't seen a 3D TV anywhere. Have you? Any more 3D TVs? I haven't seen
3D TVs out there.
I think I saw one in BJ's.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
They still got the curve ones too?
Yes, I have a curve. Yes. I love my curve.
You also saw the death of CDs. Nobody really buys CDs anymore in the last decade.
I was going to say, who even has a CD player anymore?
They still got CDs.
They still do, but when you go to Best Buy, you don't even see a whole area for CDs anymore.
Walmart, like, you do.
Yeah, Walmart still does it, but, you know, Walmart. Walmart got everything. Like, where else can you go get, you know, your food supply? You get some fish.
Target.
You get tacos, and then you go get a gun in the other aisle. Like,
that's a fact. That is a fact.
Right. Walmart, like, I was at Walmart in Florida. I was like, you know, we don't have this much stuff at our Walmart back in New York. Like,
we got your
ass. Like, I can't. Just walk up and just get a gun right now. Can I get this right here? Right now? Over the counter? Whoa. Okay, I can't bring it back, though. I'm going to have to leave it here in Florida. It make no sense.
No, I'm a man that's pieces of meat. In pieces, though.
So what?
He said he'll mail it to himself in pieces.
You know how many packages you have to send to yourself?
I don't care. That's worth it.
Is it?
Right? Like,
if especially custom made, you're
probably
going to
spend more money on the packaging than you want to get
it
yourself.
Basically. And then if especially made, you're going to want to get insurance on it. Right. Like,
you might as well just buy it, get it in New York, and just get a proper license.
Amazon it.
Yes. Amazon alone.
Or Wish.
Wish.
Oh, Lord.
I heard nothing but bad things about Wish. Like you want to get a bootleg version of the thing you saw in your picture? You go on Wish.
Well, that was the it, man. That was funny.
It depends. You can't go on Wish and expect to buy like brand new Galaxy Note 10.
Right.
For $60, it's just not gonna happen. Just right. Stop.
Possible.
Just stop. Okay, like you have to like when you go on Wish, you kind of have to like look at what you're trying to buy or what you're gonna buy. Look at the price, and it's like, you gotta...
use common sense?
Yeah, use common sense. Like...
can I really get this for this price?
Is this really worth this?
So, did you guys see that footage about the church shooting in Texas?
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
So, this guy went into up in the church.
On top of the church?
No, not on top. He went up in the church. He spoke to the individual in the corner, pulled out a shotgun, started shooting. I think it was a shotgun. Like he's been in far on the camera, but he just started shooting ASAP. Boom, shot one person. Boom, shot another person. Before he could point his gun at anybody else, this 71-year-old man jumps up from the congregation, bow, shoots him. Headshot. Dead. And now you can see in every corner of the video, a whole bunch of other elderly people with guns coming up. Just jumping up with guns. Like, who is it? What's going on here? Like, half, almost like a good, like at least 7, 8, maybe 9, 10, 11, 12 people from the congregation got up with their guns. Like, what's going on here? Like, oh, Texas is packing the church.
It's Texas, though.
They're like, they're not playing.
I'm not surprised. They walk around with guns like it's gum. you need a stick of gum? Here's a gun for you.
You need a beer? It comes with a gun, revolver.
And a hat. Well, that's also all you need. This is Texas.
I'm just, and then some people are like, oh my God, it's crazy that people need guns in the church. Guns shouldn't be there. I'm like, well, the guy who came with a gun didn't care about guns that belong in the church. So I think guns belong everywhere. I'm sorry. I think
you gotta defend yourself.
Teachers are now carrying guns.
Yes.
Like, nah, I ain't doing this waiting and hiding stuff no more. This little student come to me, but bow. Knock this little nigga out.
Let's see. Now, teachers, be smart and be responsible. If a personnel is coming in the school with a gun shooting up, that's when you take your guns out. Do not try to shoot one of these kids.
Yeah, imagine you got one of these teachers, like, you know, one of these kids, these badass high school kids. Badass high school kids just messing with you all the time, and then finally this kid decides he want to lay some hands on you, and you're like, not today, little bastard! Oh, no! No! Mr. Robinson, no! I want to show this little bastard!
Don't do your homework!
I will shoot you right now, motherfucker!
Couldn't see. Some kids possibly need that scared straight type shit.
I saw that in a movie, I think. I didn't watch the whole movie. It was Samuel L. Jackson movie. Samuel Jackson was working in the school, and these kids was messing with him the whole time, just teasing him and, you know, hurting him. And then he just went cuckoo for a second. I didn't see the whole movie, but from my suspicion, I think he killed that little nigga.
You gotta go.
Like, all right, I'm done with you. I'm not doing this anymore. You know. But guys, we're going into 2020. You know, there's going to be a lot of changes. You know.
New York sounds people, just letting you know.
You know, we're going to do things differently this year. One thing for sure, I want to make these shows a little bit more cleaner. You know, even though this is the cipher and, you know, you really can't really
clean up a cipher.
Right. But, speaking of, we forgot to sponsor the series sponsor, which is vapeandsmokeclub.com.
Ooh, vapeandsmokeclub.com.
Where you get all your CBD and vape products at. And, you know, we got a lot of new stuff coming out. You know, we got the gaming series. We got Fishing with Frenchie. We got, you know, we got At the Movies with Colin Mill. America, You So Crazy. The Kinky Candy Movie. The Kinky Candy Show. We got so much things coming.
And music.
Oh, so much music. But, you know, 2020, we're starting the decade right. And, you know, I really can't wait for you guys to see what we've been developing and see what we've been producing. But until then, much love, God bless, 2 pieces of chicken grease. I will see y'all later. Later, y'all.
Good night.
Happy New Year.